Ready to check out the bevy of hotties who want to meet you? Maddie asked with a flourish of her hand.
Not with you hovering over my shoulder.
She looked totally crestfallen.
What? I'm not looking at them with you. I want to look alone.
Why? She did a spot-on impression of a 3-year-old. The only thing missing was a foot stomp. There was no way I was going to look at potential dates with her breathing down my neck. I knew she'd mean well, but she'd have a comment, suggestion, or editorial to give me on every single one, along with judgments on my own opinions. No, I wanted to dive into this all by myself, find my own way around, figure out if I even wanted to be there. I'm dropping you home, I told her, and you'll just have to wait and see what I think of the big, giant misstep you took with my identity. She must have thought better about arguing with me, decided the sooner she took her medicine for what she'd done, the sooner she'd be allowed back into the inner sanctum of Avery King's dating hell. She nodded. After helping her into my car and stowing her crutches, I handed her a small notebook and a pen. Write down everything I need to know to get into my profile. Once I was home, I did a lot of different things to avoid getting down to it and seeing exactly what Maddie had done to me. Finally, I set my laptop up at my little kitchen table and called up the site. Sucking in a big breath that was supposed to steady me, I signed in under the name Maddie had given me, Betty Crocker. Apparently, she thought that was fitting as well as humorous. I already wanted to kill her. Scanning my profile with trepidation, I was pleased to see that she really didn't offer up that much information on me. Ultimately, there wasn't all that much that somebody couldn't find out about me by simply asking around or seeing me on the street. Age, 34. Ethnicity, Caucasian. Religion, none. Height, 5'6". Hair, auburn. Eyes, green. Body type, feminine/athletic. Status, single. Sign, Virgo. Smoke/drink, no/yes. Kids, maybe someday. Pets, dog. Occupation, graphic designer. Though she'd given me an extra 2 inches in the height department, and I questioned the feminine/athletic body type simply because I wasn't a fan of those kinds of labels, who got to decide if I looked feminine or masculine or somewhere in between? The vital statistics were pretty straightforward. She'd warned me in the car about the maybe someday on the subject of kids, even though she knew I wasn't the mom type. She said it would make me seem more approachable. I just shook my head. It was in the section featuring my hobbies that Maddie had really let her creativity come out to play. I winced as I read. Hobbies. Reading in front of a cozy fire. Romantic strolls along a wooded path, a sandy beach, or even a tree-lined street. Baking sinfully good, sweet, and tasty concoctions. I make the most wonderful cookies and cakes around. It's my favorite way to show my love. It's my favorite way to show my love, I read out loud. Christ, these women aren't going to want to date me. They're going to laugh at me. I dropped my head into my hands and thanked my lucky stars that she hadn't included a photo of me,